Yeah, thank you very much to the organizers to organize this really important conference. Thank you very much for the speakers for their inspiring speaks. And thank you very much, especially for the audience, that you are still here and that you are still willing to listen to the last presentation. Thank you. So my speak is about the social innovation as a very important part of a comprehensive innovation policy. And the concept of innovation, social innovation, was yesterday already introduced from Matthias Weber and Susanna Borras. And still I have the impression that it's somehow an exotic concept that's not so much known. Therefore, I would like to dive in the discussion about social innovation. What is social innovation about? Why it's so important to cope with the great societal challenges? And what could be the role in a comprehensive innovation policy? I would like to start with a short look back on the history of innovation policy, and say somehow the founding document was a report from Vannevar Bush, signed The Endless Frontier. And since the beginning, innovation policy was not only mission-oriented, like we see here. It is about not only about economic success, but it's also about the vitality effects about our health, our jobs, our national security. But at the same time, it was already always connected to technology innovation. When Vannevar Bush said that government should accept new responsibilities for promoting the flow of new scientific knowledge and the development of scientific talent in our youth, he focused only on engineering and on natural sciences. And there was no word about social sciences and humanities, and no word about social innovation. But if we analyze the great societal challenges that modern societies are facing, the developed societies, not so developed societies, if you can call it like that, you will see that for most of those challenges, and also for the Sustainable Development Goals that has already presented yesterday by Johan Scott, there are no pure technological solutions. So you need a combination of new social practices and new technologies to really cope with these great societal challenges. And again, that background, in the last decade, we find a lot of very interesting and inspiring initiatives that has been developed in different parts of the world. Microcredits that has been developed by Mehmet Yunus, but also a lot of initiatives in South America, like Un Techo para mi País, which fight against poverty in these countries. But we also find those initiatives like car sharing, urban gardening, in our Western countries. And I think that we can say that these initiatives doesn't fit into the normal understanding of innovation. And we think to better understand the variety and diversity of innovation in society and to cope with the great societal challenges, we need a broader concept of innovation that includes also social innovation. And so it comes with no surprise that social innovation has become a prominent concept within the last years, connected with a lot of topics. You see a tech cloud from the Young Foundation, which was a driver of social innovation policy in the European Union. And we had to say that social innovation is a concept that everybody likes, but nobody is quite sure what it means. And that is a problem if you would like to have a social innovation policy. But maybe it's helpful if we take back a look in the long history of innovation and the concept of innovation that was traced back by Benoit Godin, an historian of Canada, Montreal. And what we can learn there is not only that the concept of social innovation is much older than the concept of technological innovation. It was also mentioned in the 18th and 19th century. And the concept of social innovation was always connected to processes of social change and societal transformation, and also later with reforms, especially in the field of education and work and the emergence of new social practices. Within the last year, there has been an intensified research and discussion in a social innovation community. And we find that this social innovation community was working on conceptual clarity and theoretical foundation of the concept of social innovation, trying to learn from the long history of innovation studies. That is very important to see. And it's becoming increasingly important for dealing with specific thematical areas like public sector innovation, digital social innovation, social economy, and also cities and regional development. And against that background, we developed the definition of social innovation that sees social innovation as a new combination of social practices in areas of social action with the goal of better coping with needs and problems than it's possible by the use of existing practices. So the social practice, Matthias mentioned that yesterday, is the core of our definition of social innovation. And to become an innovation, not only to be an invention, it is necessary that this social practice is socially accepted and diffused in society and finally made routine or being institutionalized. So with Crossi Friedberg, we could define social innovation as a process of collective creation in the course of which the members of a population learn, that means invent and establish new ways of playing the social game of collaboration and conflict, in a word, the new social practice, and in the course of which they acquire the necessary abilities to do that. And with the foundation in social theory and especially social practice theory, this social innovation has an untapped potential for understanding the complexity of social change and the embeddedness of technological innovation in a broader concept of social practices and social institution, and can help us to explore systematically the process of transformation and the stability within social practices and within them. And this concept of social innovation was also the basis for the research that we did in our global research project ESSA Drive, that was funded within the European Framework Program. And the first global mapping that we did analyzing more than 1,000 social innovation initiatives together with the leading experts in different parts of the world, for example, CEPAL in Latin America was partner in that project. We had some results that I would like to present. Maybe the most important result was that social innovation has become a ubiquitous phenomenon. You find it everywhere, in every part of the world, in every world region. You have social innovators that work with the concept and try to solve old problems with new solutions. And you do not only have it in different world regions, but also in a really variety of policy fields. So you cannot assign social innovation to inclusive society. It's much broader. It's also about environment challenges. It's about climate change. It's about new concepts in mobility. So it's really a ubiquitous concept, which is very important. What we also find at that time, we started our analysis 2015, was there's on the one hand an increasing importance of social innovation, and on the other hand an underdeveloped potential, because in many of the policy field related documents that we analyzed of public authorities, there was no reference to social innovation. And if there was a reference, somewhere we find that there is an unclear understanding of what social innovation is about. We also try to analyze the partners that are involved in those social innovation initiatives. And we could see that social innovation is much more than social entrepreneurship. We see that NGOs and NPOs were partners of those social innovation initiatives, but also public body is involved in those, and private companies are partners of those initiatives. For our surprise, universities and research institute doesn't play a very prominent role in those initiatives. Only in less than 20% of the initiatives, universities or research institutes were involved, which would be totally different if you analyze technological innovation, where the most, I would say, that technology has been developed and universities together with companies and research institutes. We also ask for the cross-cutting themes that are important in the field of social innovation. And what we found is that the most important point is empowerment. So I would say that social innovation is not doing things for someone, but doing things with someone, or you can say it, science with and for society. Both elements belong very strictly together. That is very important to see. And we also asked for the barriers that the social innovators are facing. And we found out that one of the most important barrier for social innovators was funding challenges. So in Germany, we have really a very well-equipped funding scheme for technology innovation, technology innovators. But we do not have the same kind of funding for social innovation. And if there is funding, it's often private foundations that fund social innovators, like, for example, Ashoka or others. They play a very important role. So, and that brings me to the second part of my presentation, the role of state, or the challenge that are posed by social innovation for innovation policy. The first thing, I think, is to create funding opportunities for social innovation. This includes funding opportunities to explore the specifics for social innovation on the one hand, but on the other hand, to follow what Attila says, also to merge social and technological innovation, which is very important, especially in times of digital transformation. But funding is only one aspect. It's also a much broader concept if you would like to promote social innovation. And we know from our global mapping, but also from this social innovation index that has been developed by The Economist, that you also need the framework conditions in policy and institutional frameworks to promote social innovation. And it's also a question of mindsets. So entrepreneurial thinking is very important, but also civil engagement is a very important topic for social innovation activities. So another challenge is to create an ecosystem of social innovation that brings together companies, public sector, civil society, and universities and research institutes. We would say we now see an incomplete quadruple helix because universities are not really engaged in these processes. And so we think that it's a very important challenge that universities and research institutes see their challenge and see their, I would say, task to also engage not only in technological innovation, where we have a really a very well we're very well equipped practice in the last year, but also in social innovation, and to integrate social innovation in teaching on the one hand, in the research on the other hand, and also with regard to the third mission of universities. But it's not only to take up the topic in traditional research arrangements. It's also about to develop new research concepts that allow the engagement from actors of society very early in the research. So that also means that comprehensive innovation policy has a focus on new participation and collaboration structures, co-creation, user involvement, empowerment, and human resource development as basic conditions of social innovation. And we are very glad that 2 years ago we could have a really very interesting conference that was financed by the Federal Ministry for Research and Innovation here in Berlin, where we tried to say what could be the right concept to really promote social innovation. Last but not least, we need infrastructures for social innovation. So in Germany, we have a well-equipped infrastructure for technology innovation. I think every university has a department for technology transfer. Every city has a science park or technology park. That could be better. Nevertheless, but we do not have an infrastructure for social innovation. And if you take a look around in the world, we find a lot of very interesting initiatives in different parts of the world, starting with the Social Innovation Center, CRIS in Montreal, 1986. But a lot of initiatives have been developed so far. And I think that is also something that we need to promote social innovation and social innovators. To help them, we need infrastructures. That brings me to the last part of my presentation, only 2 minutes to go, I think. And I think to depict the bigger picture, we think that the debate on social innovation is part of a broader debate on a new understanding of innovation that we have discussed also on this conference. So it's about one thing, the mission orientation of innovation, the objectives of innovation is very important. That is a change that we made, but also the processes of innovation has changed. Opening up to society, user involvement, co-creation are very important concepts for technology innovation and at the same time for social innovation. And the third part is that we also have to broaden our perspective, what innovation is about, not not only about technologies, it's also about new social practices. And so we can say, and we have already heard about the high-tech strategy from Mr. Bayer, which has taken up the concept of social innovation. And the high-tech strategy said that we employ a comprehensive term of innovation which covers not only technological but also social innovation, and we include society as main actor. And that is very important to see. And also on the European level, we are quite optimistic that the concept of social innovation will play a very important role in the future, because Carlos Medas just said that the future of innovation is about social innovation. I couldn't say that better. In the European Union, we are going to put more money into social innovation, not because it's trendy, but because we believe that the future of innovation is about social innovation. And that brings me to the last slide. We are witnessing profound transformation in European societies, but also in Latin American societies, I think also in Chinese society. And this transformation also allow a number of options on how we can collectively respond by building a Europe that protects, empowers, and defends. And if we follow the results of our global mapping, we say that there are countless approaches and successful initiatives that illustrate the strengths and potential of social innovation to cope with these challenges and to open up new avenues for a sustainable future. And if you like to know more about social innovation, I can draw your attention to our Atlas of Social Innovation that bring together the leading experts and the results of our research in on the global scale. And you find that in the internet, and you can download that free. Thank you for your attention.